This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Now we're talking with Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner once again. And coach, welcome back. Congratulations. Not an easy win in the opener, but a win.
Yeah, we like to make things degree of difficulty through the roof and resuscitate our opponents and not close out games. But, I mean, everyone says the old adage, survive in advance, and that was the definition of that.
Well, you know, it's weird because the rankings and so on, you don't know what you're going to get. And, I mean, I know you know the formula and how that works, but it is the tournament, and you're facing guys that you have not faced before, even if you've seen them on video. So tell me a little bit about the game and where the heck is Norton? I don't even know where it is.
I don't either, but I know it's about 60 miles away. They've had a couple good seasons in a row, real solid top line. I think their top player is their all-time leading scorer, good defenseman, goalie played well. We hadn't played in 10 days, not to make it an excuse, because we play against each other every day of practice, but first period we outshot them 13-0. After two periods, the shots were like 27-3, and we're up 2-0. And I've seen that movie before on not extending on teams, and we've done it all year against quality opponents, mediocre opponents, bad opponents. We told them what not to do and how, you need to close out a game. And we chose to take that, under advisement and kind of almost take the must don't do list and made it a must do list.
Mm-hmm.
And, gave a goal up 36 seconds in. Refs decided they were going to get involved, called four penalties in a 3 or 4 minute stretch where we were down 5-on-3 for significant minutes. They scored on both.
Wow.
So we were looking at our season on the line with about 7 minutes left. Luckily got it square, won in overtime. We warned our guys all year that you're in for multiple scares, and if you can come through on the other side, then you're stronger as a unit. So I was walking up and down the bench when it was 3-2 them and was telling them that Neshoba won 2-1 in overtime in the first round against Groton Dunstable last year. We had played Groton Dunstable and beat them pretty handily. So it was just like, it's the tournament. It's what makes it so great. I was literally, as much as I'm a competitor, I was enjoying just seeing the sheer joy out of the Norton team because they deserve credit because they played a double overtime game on Monday, got on a bus on Wednesday, came up to play us, and didn't go away. So I was literally enjoying that. And then our guys kind of put the kibosh on that.
You know, it's funny that you say that, John, because I've talked with many coaches who are class coaches, good coaches, and good teachers. And ultimately, they know what the coach on the other sideline or the bench next to you is going through with his kids. And you all know that they are kids. So to say what you said about that, I mean, the last time I felt something like that was the Detroit Lions fans during the football playoffs.
Yeah.
I was hoping Detroit would win because of, as you say, that joy. So it's really something that you can identify that with that. That's great.
Yep.
Tell me about who played well under pressure now in the OT.
Well, Timmy Sullivan's kind of cold-blooded, and he kind of went end-to-end and had the game-winning goal in overtime. It was only the second shift, so we got it over with. But Joe Rapp, our captain, had two goals. He was on a bit of a goalless drought and saved it for the biggest moment, having two goals in the second period to get us that lead. So he played well. Nick Kelter tied it up for us, defenseman, first varsity goal. Good time to have your first goal.
Yeah.
We tell our kids all the time, you're going to win the tournament. You're going to have some defensive player, forward, defensive defensemen have to score a goal, and you're going to have your leading scorer block a shot or make a huge defensive play. That's kind of how the tournament works. So we got that checked off with Nick scoring his first goal from the point.
Mm-hmm. Well, you avoided the bullet. And tell me, Coach, going into the next game, what are the positives you take from the opening round game?
Well, they faced their ultimate demise and stared it in the eye and came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's like we talked on Thursday like it was a near-death experience, and you have a different perspective and appreciation for your hockey life. And we're just going to make the most of it, hopefully.
Okay. Next game, I'm a little behind here with some of the interviews. You've got West Springfield next, and I presume that's on Saturday?
Correct.
Is that a home game for you guys?
Yeah, noon at the McVan.
Net noon at the McVan. All right, busy times. Coach, keep it going. Thank you for the time, and we'll talk again.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
Next week. Bye.
Yes, sir. That's John Gardner, who was the Linfield High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.